Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Today's show is brought to you by Pi Day. It's today. So go get some and shove it in your pie hole.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way. For today, breezy and warm. Risk of a shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area this afternoon. High around 79. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Maybe a couple of stronger storms, especially later on tonight. Overnight low 60. Tomorrow, risk of a shower or thunderstorm early. Otherwise, cooler tomorrow with a high temperature in the middle 60s, up to only about 59, a breezy day Saturday, and then into the 30s on Saturday night, first thing Sunday morning for an overnight low. Sunday's high around 64 with mostly sunny skies, a cool weekend forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Actresses, business leaders, and coaches are among 50 people facing charges in an alleged college bribery scheme.
The best things in life are free, but not if your kid wants a PhD. It takes money.
That's what they want.
It takes money. That's what they want. You'll be so proud on graduation day. Your kid becomes the new DA. It takes money.
That's what they want.
That's what they want.
That's what they want.
Hey, you know what USC stands for?
University of Spoiled Children.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Thursday edition, here's Shirley Greg Goodell, my Tomalite sidekick,
Billy,
and the much beloved and glorious.
And here they are.
Terry Ann.
Please clap.
That's all I got.
You're looking sharp today. Look at you with your Columbia shirt tucked in and everything, and you're wearing khakis, not sweatpants. What's going on?
Well, I had a meeting to attend, a meeting that and it's not that I don't think it's worth dressing up to be in the studio.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't need to impress me.
It's more of a...
I'm easily impressed.
I think there were several big stories today, but I did not know until I pulled up Drudge that the Southern Poverty Law Center has fired Morris Dees. SPL President Richard Cohen said in a statement his dismissal was effective yesterday as a civil rights organization, with $500 million parked overseas, right? That's doing a lot for civil rights. The SPLC is committed to ensuring that blah, 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 blah. Tucker pointed them out in his commentary. I don't know if there's a connection or not, but when they have become the go-to organization for banks like Chase, like we don't want to do business with anybody that's not good, and they're the judge and jury on that, that's a little freaky.
Yeah.
Because they don't seem to have much tolerance there for anything conservative. In fact, they've kind of been part of the movement that equates conservatism with hate and bigotry and all the bullshit that we've been listening to from the left for the last, God, it seems like forever. Today we announced a number of immediate concrete next steps we're taking, including bringing in an outside organization, conduct a comprehensive assessment of our internal climate and workplace practices to ensure that our talented staff is working in the environment that they deserve, one in which all voices are heard and all staff members are respected, unless, of course, they're conservative. I mean nothing. So he's been removed from the website and
completely scrubbed. Makes me wonder what he did.
Maybe there's got to be more to that story. But, in fact, because this happened, I think I should pull up that Tucker clip and replay it. Terry, we started playing the AOC clip, that she's really an actress.
Yes.
But I think we should play the whole thing today, since this is the kind of thing we dove a little bit deeper into. So I want to do both of those this hour. At some point, of course, we will redeem the Bomb Hour's winning word and do all the other fun stuff we normally do. So there you go. Anyway, I had a meeting today, so I dressed for the occasion.
You look nice.
You do look good.
That's a good color for you.
I mean, you usually look good, but you're looking really good today.
Mrs. Ritterbuttle picked this one out for me.
It's a good color. Right.
And today, by the way, is also Hershey's birthday.
Oh, how old is the little thing?
He's a teenager. He's 13.
Wow.
My little man, she's winning my little hand. Mr. Fofa the Mr. Devil D Dog. He is, and I when I posted some pictures of him on Facebook this morning, I threw it out there. Anybody out there that remembers his baby shower at the old Eastside Grill back in 2006? It was the middle of July.
Oh, nice. I was still in high school.
I brought him back. I brought Hershey back, brought him up to Eastside Grill. And people brought so much stuff. This is before Facebook. There was no way to, you know, show pictures or isn't he cute? No, they just came out to see him. And it took three of us, three trips to get, it took me years to go through all the dog food and treats and toys and everything else he went through. But somewhere, I have a picture of him from that event where I'm holding him up by my face and he's just a little ragamuffin hairball. And he has still got the spark of a puppy. I mean, he really does. Excuse me.
Spry.
I'm vibrating.
Oh, you're vibrating?
Yeah.
Oh, your phone. Okay.
So, yeah, there you go. That's a big event today. And this is interesting. Now, how do I find the Tucker clip? Did you see this video of this little dog with no legs?
Oh, man, I can't watch that.
Oh, no, he's a happy boy, and he's loved. He's got, yes, of course, a dog that doesn't have front legs, that's a sad thing. But this dog has so adapted to that condition, and he's the cutest little thing. Look at that face.
Cute is one word for it.
Yeah, and that's his mommy. But see, he can get around. It's pretty amazing. And that's why animals are such a great example. They they don't engage in self-pity.
While you're engaged in watching a adorable little puppy, as you put it, what do you think of Robert Francis running? Are you scared?
Beat off O'Rourke?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's always great to have a drunk driver ready to, you know, president. This guy, look, you see the picture of Creepy Joe whispering in his ear? Why is Joe Biden in so many pictures where it looks like he's sticking his tongue down somebody's ear?
Because he's sticking his tongue down somebody's ear.
It's so weird.
And a lot of them involved rather young women.
Uh-huh. Children.
Great article from Joe Bastardi on the fraud that is climate change. Four metrics that say otherwise. Look at the dog. He can fit in a French fry pocket. Look at the thing. It's going. What else do we have? Lip diddling amusement. Actually, when I first posted the Beat Off O'Rourke announcement that he's running for president, I just put WGAF. Can anybody figure out what that stands
for? WGAF.
And I'll give you a head start. The W stands for who.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
And the G stands for gives.
What's the A
stands
for?
The A stands for A.
Oh, wow. Like the article A?
So all you have to do is figure out what the F represents. Now, what is this?
Fiddlesticks?
Fart?
Doesn't he have a burglary arrest on it?
Franks.
Ooh. Mr. Franks.
Who gives a Franks?
Yeah.
I like that. Frankenfurter.
Let's see. There's a picture of Beat Off from 1995. He was arrested in 1995 on burglary charges after he tripped an alarm while jumping a fence at University of Texas El Paso and later received deferred adjudication on a 1997 drunken driving arrest from which he tried to escape, by the way.
He tried to drive away from the scene, right?
Sure, get away. His name is Beto O'Rourke, and he is your Democratic senatorial candidate in Texas this year. And he had 3-1. 3-1, the money to spend on his campaign that Ted Cruz got. And he still lost. Because he's a douchebag.
Well, and also you got to credit the beard on Ted Cruz these days. If he had been rocking a beard back in the 2016 election, it would have been much closer between him and Trump.
Whatever you say, brother.
No, it's just true.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, without the beard, he's got a weird-looking pig face. But, like, with the beard, he's masculine. Distinguished, yes.
Look at Hansham Weenie there over the years. See that little thing? That's a BarkBox toy. That's a toy frying pan with a toy fried egg and a toy strip of bacon on it. Isn't it cute?
It's adorable.
We get so silly with these things. I did get criticized.
You? Did you say something that offended somebody?
Actually, I reposted something from Alabama Memes.
Yeah, I saw this meme making the rounds.
And it said, and I just quoted verbatim, I missed the days when the governor of Alabama screwed Rebecca Mason and not the citizens.
Right.
I mean, how long has Kay Ivey been in office? Like a couple of months?
Who knows?
We already got a... Did the gas tax go into effect immediately?
I don't know. It's September is when it starts. The 6 cents.
Oh, that's great because prices are going back up. We're heading into driving season.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think 6 cents in this September and then 2 cents the next year.
It makes no sense. There's no logic to the ups and downs of the gas prices unless it's just speculation.
That's part of it. And, I mean, then some of it's seasonal. Like more driving they're expecting and, you know, maintenance on some of the rigs. It's kind of
it's weird.
Annual cycle. Somebody complained about you reposting this meme?
Gary Brasfield. Because I just read you the quote.
Mm-hmm.
We missed the days when the governor of Alabama screwed Rebecca Mason and not the citizens. And Gary Brasfield said, Greg, you could have voiced your opinion in a much more tastefully way.
Mm-hmm.
So
the truth hurts, Greg.
I'm just going to reply, yes, I could have.
But I chose not to.
I didn't.
You don't even need to reply, honestly.
No, it's not. Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Ivy doesn't read the rest of that thread.
Oh, is it salty?
She's off to a flying start, man.
Yeah.
But I've told you about a day I was with the Cougar at Dirk's on a Saturday. And she said, did you know that you're sitting across from somebody who could be the next governor of Alabama? Kay Ivey. So we had a chance to chat with her, and Kay Ivey fit in with the group like anybody else. She was just dressed for breakfast at Dirk's, and we ended up getting into a rather spirited argument on Common Core.
Uh-oh.
Because this was at the time when, you know, Tea Party and other organizations were really fighting this. And she was a big believer in it. She thinks it's great. So she likes Common Core and gas taxes. And I got nothing against her personally. She was very nice. Got a little red in the face, though, when we were talking. And that's the only... I was not invited to the inauguration, so...
See how that wound up, huh?
Their loss.
Yeah. All right, so here's what we want to do. We want to find this Tucker Carlson media piece.
It's the video you played yesterday.
Yeah. Maybe I can find it on YouTube real quick. Tucker, let's see.
Because he tears into the people trying to tear into him. Tucker's a fighter.
Yeah. This has got to be a street fight. They are used to saying whatever the hell they want, and everybody cowers.
Mm-hmm.
And we either start throwing hard punches back or we lose. They're emboldened. I think if they actually had to fight, they would wet themselves. But I got to find this Tucker clip. So that was media. Wasn't it media?
Mm-hmm. And he was taking on Brian Stelter.
Tucker, my response to media. Okay, we'll have that woman come out of the next break. Divorce is never an easy thing to go through, even under the so-called best of circumstances, when two adults agree that life is short, this isn't really working out. We gave it our best effort, but we should move on. At that point, I still recommend that you have legal representation who will make sure that you exit the marriage intact with an arrangement that will work for you. You've got to pay attention to this stuff. But the worst thing you can do is be your own negotiator. It's an emotional thing, and you can be easily manipulated. So when you hire Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson to represent you in those type of negotiations, the division of property and everything, you let them take care of all that, because the truth is, when you come out on the other side, you are going to be facing a long list of minor, subtle changes in your lifestyle and routine, but added up, it takes time to get used to. So you got enough to focus on. Let them take care of the details. And of course, if there's custody involved, men don't get, or at least always get, a fair shake when it comes to custody. There are still prejudices that men can't be the best possible parent for a child. And this is where Dana Delkin and Jacqueline Tomlinson have had great success. I point you to their website, divorceformenalabama.com, and read the testimonials from men who let them fight that battle, so that at the end, when it's all said and done, you have an agreement you can live with. Take it from somebody who had an agreement that was very, very tough to live with. Took into account none of the changes. Why? Because I had a lawyer that was attached to a lawsuit. He just kept running up a big bill. And the two of us were idiots because we let them take $15,000 out of our pocket that we both could have used to move on with our lives. So, and by the way, they offer a generous discount on the consultation fee for any News Talk listeners, so please let them know you listen. Number is 819-4800, 819-4800 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law. Again, the web address, divorceformenalabama.com.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
323, it's getting really frisky out with the wind. We're going to take a look and see if we have rain headed our way.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
The SLE Rodeo is back. Kids under 12 free on Thursday night. Buy one, get one for military and first responders Friday night. And family four packs for $40 at the Saturday matinee. For ticket and event information, visit slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO2.
This is Probate Judge Stephen Reed. I wanted to let you know I've decided to run for mayor of Montgomery. Why? One word, opportunity. My vision is for a city that is not just surviving, but thriving. This has to be a city where all of us have an opportunity to live, to learn, and to earn. I'm Stephen Reed, and if you elect me mayor, that's the Montgomery we'll build together. We'll have a kickoff event soon, so stay tuned. Paid for by Stephen for Montgomery, P.O. Box 6444, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Springtime is almost here, and there's no better time to tackle that next job. At AutoZone, we have the free services to help you get it done. With our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program, you can borrow specialty tools you need for the job, free of charge, so you don't waste money on rarely used tools. Getting the job done just got easier. And right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $29.99. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get 2 Audible Originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else. Plus, a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs. All with our commitment-free guarantee. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial. And your first audiobook is on us.
Steve Miller Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.
Go on, take the money and run.
Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Yeah.
Tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, March 21st from News Talk 93.1. Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, welcome to Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM. trying to get the story posted on SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, firing co-founder Boris Dees. And I'm adding to that a link to PJ Media so you can learn about 60 organizations that are considering a lawsuit against them. It's, they become like, for corporations, and they have money. The story I was looking for that was on Drudge just a couple of days ago, maybe if somebody finds it, you can send me the link, that they have $500 million in offshore accounts.
Yeah, exactly true.
I'd like to know. See, because the word they abuse in that name is poverty. How is that? How is a $500 million in an offshore bank account helping poverty here?
It's not.
It's not. But then a big company like Chase goes to them and, well, we don't want to, you know, this is a hate group. They're judge and jury.
Yeah, they are.
And that's not right.
No, it's not.
That is way, way, way too much power. It's scary. And I say it at the risk of knowing that, if, I suppose, if they wanted to designate me with some term, they could do it. I'm, you know.
Well, as Jesse says, you could be a hate mongrel.
A hate mongrel?
Yeah, that's what Jesse Smollett, Smollett said. Yeah.
What a dumbass.
Exactly.
Always write a check when you're committing a crime.
Yeah.
All right, Red Top, what's up with you today, sir?
Hey, guys. You know what we need is a rally down at the state capitol of people who are upset about our lack of representation in our state government. You know, we've had rallies for all kinds of worthless causes down there, but I think a lot of people would show up to show our representative we don't appreciate what they did. Is the Tea Party still in existence in Alabama?
It is.
Gosh, man, I wish Tea Party Becky would just...
Here's the problem. We don't have a George Soros paying full-time salaries and wages to people to go out and, quote, protest when all they're doing is carrying their printed signs.
I know, but...
Half of them don't even know what they're protesting.
Yeah, but I feel with the amount of people that listen to this station alone on this, in this area, we could get a big crowd on the state capitol steps with Becky speaking and make a point to these people on a Saturday sometime.
You know,
we don't have to have tons of money, but a visual of actually people who care about our finances and want to keep our government conservative would be a big help to everybody. And there's no way, other way for us to tell them that, guys. They're not going to listen to us.
So no, I don't recall anybody campaigning. I don't recall anybody campaigning in the 2018 gubernatorial election on raising gas taxes. Anybody remember that?
No, we're taking for a big ride, guys, and I'm tired of getting on a bus I don't want to get on and going a different route.
Amen.
So I'd be more than willing to help with the rally, I think that would be a great idea. We got to, since we can't have any propositions or no constitutional amendments, the people really have no representation other than the people who just ripped us off.
Appreciate
you, guys.
Yeah, you know, there was an urgency in the, and it was completely spontaneous when the Tea Party started, because we immediately saw that what the agenda was. It was a direct threat to free speech, Second Amendment, and, you know, taxes. And look at all the things Obama said. What does he think? He has a magic wand, you know, talking about Trump restoring the economy when companies that Obama blew off and could care less that left him are now coming back and setting up shop. It's called capitalism, and it works if you let it. If it works if you let it and stay the hell out of the way and keep the government out of the way. Regulations, they want to, you know, and this version of the Democratic Party wants to be up your ass from the minute you wake up to the minute you go to sleep, and probably while you're having a dream or two too. They want to regulate everything.
Yeah.
They want to turn this country into a speech prison so that there are, you know, say something they don't like, there are consequences. Look, it's happening in England. People are going to jail for Facebook posts that might, you know, where they, got pissed off because they're having a lot of knife attacks over there committed by radical Islamists. But if you say it just the wrong way, you could have a bobby at your door and you're on your way to jail. Plus, you could lose your Facebook account, too.
Uh-oh. That's the one that hurts.
Good
right
golly,
there.
Miss Molly. How about that?
Can't have that.
I have an email here. The subject line says, Hillary punches puppies?
Puppy
we
puncher.
Have to look into that.
I didn't see that coming.
We're going to play that Tucker Carlson bit, and we're going to play. In fact, our friend David Blackman has this tweet pinned on his account. Guy who reaches tens of thousands of people, urging everybody to watch the video on AOC.
Yeah, the guy's done some tremendous work on this. It's really good.
It is, and it all makes sense.
It does. I mean, that's why she's like a deer in the headlights when whoever's interviewing her gets off script.
Yeah.
She hasn't been taught the answer. She doesn't know.
She don't know. She looks like somebody was tending bar 2 years ago. Oh, that's right, she was.
Exactly.
But a lot of actresses were tending bar, doing something different, until they got their big chance.
Yep.
Except instead of being on the stage, hers was to become a one-woman clown show in Congress.
There you go.
Paladin.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Yeah, how are you?
Love that name.
All right.
It was
just
a great name.
I want to give a shout-out to El Jalisco. I just left there, and, man, it was great.
Wallowed out.
We were there Tuesday. I stopped by El Jalisco and I saw Monica, my dimpalada. And you know, their food just travels so well. They pack it up real nice. I had the it's one of the chicken dishes. It's the Mexican grilled chicken. It's wonderful, wonderful. Rice and beans and excellent. And it was Taco Tuesday. So we had six tacos and my Mexican grilled chicken, and the tab came to less than $20 for all that food. You feed three.
It's amazing.
Plus, they got the happy hour. In fact, we're going to be calling over there in a little while.
Nice.
Yes. So.
Yeah, it was great. I had the Thursday special and couldn't even finish it all. I had to get it. Yeah,
they serve their meals on these giant oval plates, and
yeah,
it's wall-to-wall food.
Yeah,
wall-to-wall
it is hot.
Food.
It is hot.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, and I appreciate taking the time to tell us, my friend.
Yeah, man, you have a good one. Great show. Thank you.
Oh, bigotry is impeachable. How do you prove that? What bigotry is he talking about? These JOs in the Democratic Party, you're all mental patients. You're all you guys need is a jacket that zips up from behind and a room you can all go to and bounce off the walls and each other and just get it out of your freaking system. It's not just that you can't stand Donald Trump. What you really can't stand is he's doing a really great job, for the most part. Alrighty, it is 3:34. If you are in the market for a house, you've thought about home ownership, let me tell you something. People are finding out this particular tax season that the benefits of home ownership are especially important. Now that the brackets have changed and some of the deductions on the federal level have changed, the one thing they'll never take away from you is that first mortgage interest deduction. Also, with Morris Capuano now partnered up with Renaissance Bank, you'd be amazed at how many programs there are for people, I don't have enough to put down. Well, maybe you don't need to have a lot to put down. There are programs for you. I had a credit issue a few years. Guess what? Those things can be cleared. The path to home ownership, how about this? Morris Capuano is that bulldozer who clears the path to home ownership. And he's done it for thousands and thousands of people here in the River Region over a career of success that is unparalleled. And that's what he lives to do. You know, this is what makes him tick, is to get that person approved, go to the closing, hand them the keys to their new house, and watch them start a new phase of their life. And nobody does it better. That's 409-9300 for Morris at Renaissance Bank, 409-9300. They are an equal housing lender, and their NMLS number is 402-669. Traffic. Oh, yeah, I promised I'd take a look at the Living Fear Doppler, didn't I?
Yes.
I'm going to do things a little bit out of sequence, so let's go to Rich first.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We'll be watching the radar carefully as we go through the nighttime hours tonight with showers and thunderstorms scattered across the area. A couple of stronger storms can't be ruled out. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Our weather app will keep you on top of that. Tomorrow, a risk of a shower or thunderstorm early. Otherwise, look for a cooler day with a high in the mid-60s. Saturday, breezy and quite cool. High of only 59. Into the 30s on Saturday night and first thing Sunday morning. And Sunday's high temperature only about 64 with mostly sunny skies. So a cool weekend forecast. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, I'm Digital Rain Gauge Boy First Class Greg Budell with this radar update. And there is a line of very impressive showers and thunderstorms.
Those are impressive.
Running southwest to northeast, but it's well away from our area now. So while it is breezy, and there's some ominous-looking clouds floating around. These are isolated showers that will come and go very quickly. They could rain intensely for a couple of minutes, but there's nothing big headed our way in the immediate future. But there is something out there that you'll probably hear tonight as it's passing through. 337.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Tucker Carlson's as mad as hell. He's not going to take it anymore, and we'll go to him next.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic taking a look around the river region. We have lots of traffic on the boulevard. It's real busy between Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway and around I-85. Going up towards the Elmore County area, we have a lot of traffic on Highway 14 in Millbrook. That extends down Highway 143 a little way, so watch out there. Copps Ford Road's real busy right at the interstate, but there's no accidents reported at this time. We don't see anything on I-65 or I-85 that's going to slow you down this afternoon. Let's be careful and get home safely. The Vance Law Firm has been voted best law firm in Montgomery for the fifth year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. The Southern Poverty Law Center has dismissed founder Morris Dees. A statement from the SPLC did not elaborate on the reasons, but said the organization is committed to ensuring the conduct of our staff reflects the mission of its organization. The SPLC said an outside group will review its workplace practices. Reached by telephone, Dees said the matter involved a personal issue. The Alabama State Law Enforcement Agency has arrested one of its own for multiple felony drug charges. Former trooper Stephen Langham faces 6 charges, 5 counts of unlawful possession of a controlled substance, and 1 count of unlawful distribution of a controlled substance. Toyota Motor Corporation says it's investing an additional $750 million at 5 U.S. plants that will bring nearly 600 new jobs. One of those plants is in North Alabama. That's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's amazing mattress and bedroom furniture liquidation sale. All 2018 model Serta, Restonic, and other mattresses must be sold this month. Bedroom suits as well as many odd chests, nightstands, and dressers gotta go. My warehouse lease is up and I have to downsize. A large group of bedroom mirrors are $15 to $35. A couple of cream-finished china cabinets for $200. Special groups of nice queen mattresses from $249, kings from $299. King mattresses with head-up adjustable bases from $599. Premium adjustable bases with dual massage, programmable positions, and underbed lighting from $699. Folks, Mr. Sandman has been voted Central Alabama's best mattress store for 2 decades. Visit both locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and our huge store on Highway 14 in Millbrook across from the Dollar General. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
The Alabama Shakespeare Festival presents Romeo and Juliet, playing now through April 28th on the festival stage. Romeo is a Montague and Juliet a Capulet, star-crossed lovers whose family's long-standing feud has pitted neighbor against neighbor in a mid-20th century American town. Shakespeare's iconic story asks the question, what happens when a community fails its young people? Don't miss this exciting new production directed by ASF Artistic Director Rick Dildine. More information at asf.net.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Right now at Kohl's, shop hundreds of epic deals. No coupons needed. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Women's tees, $6.99. Young men's graphic tees, 2 for $16. Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, starting at $5. Nike and Adidas shoes, $49.99. The Power Air Fryer XL, $99.99. The Big One bath towel or pillow, 3 for $10. It's not your everyday sale. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
My name is Felicity Huffman. You might know me from such terrible TV shows as Desperate Housewives and Desperate Housewives. When you sign on to the net, you might read a story about the unusual day I had. Normally, there's never anything newsworthy about my life. That all changed. Of course, everything seemed quite normal at first. I went to hot yoga. I mailed the bribery check for my daughter's SAT proctor. I had her face photoshopped onto a lacrosse athlete by the best in the business. I called Aunt Becky and told her half a mil for USC is too much. Now Yale. Yes, I spent the day like I spend every other day, ignoring my husband and helping other rich, entitled women to secure a spot in an Ivy League school for their child, who has no business being there. But at least they took the place of a poor student.
Good thing, huh? We were just outside. You can tell there's a capriciousness in the weather that something wicked this way comes in. As we mentioned, there is a line of thunderstorms. Looks pretty impressive, but it's way off to the north and west. We'll see isolated little things come through and drop a shower here and there, but overnight looks like where the action's going to be.
That's where the action is, baby.
All right, we're going to play this Tucker Carlson clip. It's a response to Mediaite, which is a George Soros-funded organization. And it becomes a little more interesting today, given the news that that Morris Days was canned from the SPLC today. Listen.
You know, it wasn't that long ago that calling someone a racist was a big deal. It was a devastating attack on a person's character, if not blood libel. Now, everywhere you look, people just barely to the right of Al Gore are being denounced as white supremacists, white nationalists, neo-Confederates. It happened to us last week. On a website called Mediaite, blogger Justin Barragona wrote a piece entitled "Tucker Carlson Isn't Even Trying to Hide His White Nationalist Leanings Anymore." Is evidence for this? Well, it was a segment we did pointing out that the Democratic Party has basically given up trying to appeal to the American middle class and has started openly encouraging illegal immigration. We didn't mention race at all because it's irrelevant. Stagnant blue-collar wages hurt black Americans in St. Louis every bit as much as they hurt white Americans in Des Moines. So how exactly does that qualify as white nationalism? Well, Justin Barragona didn't explain, nor did he accept our invitation to come on this show and lay out his reasoning, because like an awful lot of name callers, he's a coward. Too bad. It would have been interesting to hear someone tell us exactly what a white nationalist is and how we qualify. Barragona is not the first person to make that charge, by the way. It's absurd and untrue, not to mention conveniently imprecise. So typically, we just shrug it off on the theory that it's pointless to argue with demagogues. But there's enough of that kind of libel flying around the country right now that we thought it might be worth taking a second to lay out clearly what this show believes on the question of race. Above all, we believe that skin color is not the most important thing about a person. What matters most is how you live, the choices you make, what you love, what you hate, how you treat others. Now, that puts us at odds with the modern left, which classifies people first and foremost by their race. We think that's unfair. Your race is one thing you cannot control. You were born with it. That's why it's wrong to judge people on the basis of it. In fact, that used to be the very definition of racism before liberals changed the rules to exempt themselves from it. Now, this show is based in Washington, D.C., the most democratic city in America, so we know and like a lot of people who call themselves liberal. Many of them are decent human beings, and they're motivated by noble impulses. Some of them sincerely believe that tribalism empowers people. They're wrong. Tribalism diminishes people. It makes their unique qualities irrelevant. It lumps them into a pile with a lot of other people who just happen to look alike. It's dehumanizing. It erases the individual. Unfortunately, it's also politically hard to resist. Groupthink and race hatred are remarkably efficient organizing tools, as both parties have proved over the years. And so tribalism flourishes in this country. In the workplace, in the academy, in the media, the left has created systems where people are judged, punished, and rewarded solely based on their immutable characteristics. This is bigotry, the very definition of it. Yet, in an Orwellian sleight of hand for which they become justly famous, the left now claims that all who complain about this are themselves bigots. The most remarkable part is how quickly progressives have forgotten the lessons of the worst things this country ever did, slavery and segregation. Not everyone who looks alike is alike. Collective punishment is immoral. If you find yourself generalizing about entire groups, stop. It never ends well. And more than anything, people are more important than tribes. Every one of them is an individual created by God. Treat them that way.
Well said.
You know, and it wasn't the clip I was looking for, but it was still worth listening to.
Mm-hmm.
Media Matters president now facing scrutiny. So, you know, he picked this fight with Tucker Carlson.
Mm-hmm.
Tucker went back and looked at some of the things he said. And now he's in trouble. Media Matters president facing scrutiny for using racial slurs in resurfaced posts. And this is the thing. And then they've been doing this. They've been doing it to baseball players. They've been doing it to all kinds of people. They go back and they look at your Twitter history. And with, of course, a lot of athletes who are prominent today, they were kids not that long ago.
Exactly.
And anybody that's listening to this show that thinks they didn't say something that might have been silly, immature, ignorant, or hurtful when they were a teenager is a liar. We all did it. So, you know, taking somebody and punishing them at age 26 for something they tweeted when they were 15 or 16, that's sickening. It's disgusting. What matters is, who are you today? Have you grown and changed?
Exactly.
And not this. And it's ambush journalism, too, on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I'm sorry, it's just not right, it's not fair, can't abide it, and I won't. And one of the things we want to do this afternoon is play this clip. By the way, David Blackman has once again changed his name.
Huh?
Now that Beto was announced for president, it's still dbdailyupdate.com, but he's calling himself No Beto Blackman. So the next time we talk to him, we'll have to have some fun with that. But I want to find that other Tucker clip. But what we will do is go to the tweet that he considers important enough to be pinned to the top of his Twitter feed. And that's the one we played a little bit of it the other day. But with Terry here, and Terry also is keenly aware of this clip, the brains behind Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, some brain has to be behind it because there's no brain in between. I love that Mark Dice clip the other day. Honest to God, she's a 24-carat dip. But when she's on script, she's good.
She's a good actress.
And that makes her dangerous.
Yes, it does.
But she is not speaking for herself. She is not speaking her own words. She is got somebody's hand. Some puppet master has got the hand way up there and is moving the lips, and she's just going along with the flow. She was chosen. It was a casting call for Congress.
Yep.
And she got picked. Hey, let me take a quick look at the money numbers today. Hang on a second here.
Oh, sure.
Why? The Dow went up 7 points.
Wow.
Green is green. We'll take it. We'll talk to Brandt just after 5 o'clock this afternoon. I say this would be a good time to redeem the Baumhauer's winning word from this morning.
Right now?
Right now, because when we start this clip next hour, we want to get through it. And then we'll have Brandt say, and then what will happen is you'll tell me, hey, it's 5:55, and we haven't done the Baumhauer's winning word, and then I'll really be frustrated. So if you're listening to Three Men and a Lady this morning, you should know the winning word, 272-9228. Ninth caller wins. Lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Rolling right on through our afternoon traffic, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around, and we see a slow boulevard this afternoon, especially between Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway. Then there's another big hang-up right there at I-85. If you're on I-85, we don't see any problems. You're also looking good if you need to use I-65 to get back and forth. If you're traveling up towards Wetumpka, there's a slowdown right around the River Bridge, and also when you get up by the Business District into the casino area. And the downtown area is starting to see a little bit of action with people leaving downtown on Madison Avenue and on South Decatur. Let's play it safe this afternoon. On the ground or in the air, Haynes Ambulance is serving Central Alabama. Haynes Ambulance, always there for you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Happy contest music, please. Can't help but smile when you hear that. As we go down looking for caller 9 with today's winning word, you are number 1. Try again immediately. You are caller 2. Call right back. Caller 3, thanks for trying. Call right back. Caller 4, please try again immediately. And caller 5, that gets us to the first board. And now we wait for the lines to rewind. You are caller 6. You are caller 7. And this is the one that we always hate to say. I know.
Ah, oh, man.
You are caller 8.
Sorry,
came so close. Hi, who's this?
Sheila.
Sheila!
Yeah?
It's such a delightful name of Irish origin, isn't it?
Aye.
Well, I knew a Sheila McMahon. She had dark hair and freckles.
Call Sheila.
Wait a minute, we're doing a contest
here.
Yeah. So, Sheila.
Get on it!
Hello?
Do you have the Baumhauer's winning word?
I think I do.
Uh-oh.
Do it.
What is it?
fudge.
You did it the way I did it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sheila, that was impressive. Because every time I announce this one, I said it's fudge. You did a great job.
Good job, Sheila.
So just like that, you have won lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, redeemable at either downtown at 201 Union or on the Boulevard. And enjoy. Hang on. You get to talk to young Joey now.
Thank you. It was nice meeting you last night, too, by the way.
Oh, you were at Baumhauer's last night.
Yeah.
See how it works. Good. You know, that's why you should come. You get luck. That's great. It was nice to meet you,
good
too.
Good job, Sheila.
I knew that voice sounded familiar. It is 3:56. All right, so we will have another Baumhauer's winning word first thing tomorrow morning. We do it about three times a show, and we'd like you to win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, too. At 3:56, Fox News is coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Right now at Kohl's, shop hundreds of epic deals. No coupons needed. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Women's tees, $6.99. Young men's graphic tees, 2 for $16. Jumping Beans tops and bottoms, starting at $5. Nike and Adidas shoes, $49.99. The Power Air Fryer XL, $99.99. The Big One bath towel.